The message that we have for you this evening is praying for your child throughout the week. Now, many of you will say, well, I'm single. That doesn't apply to me. Well, I'll tell you what, I sure would appreciate your prayers for my children, and I sure would appreciate your prayers for all of the little bambinos that we have running around our little corridors and our rooms here. And we all have a great prayer ministry. Many of you are praying for grandchildren. You see, all of us have individuals to pray for, and therefore this lesson applies to all of us, even those adopted children that we may have that we share together. The first thing that we need to pray for on Monday is that we need to ask God to place a protective, solid hedge around our children. We don't want Satan to reach in and lead them into temptation. We want them to be safe from harm. Job, attacked by Satan in the presence of God, remarked, "Hast thou not built a hedge around them?" 2 Thessalonians. Turn in your Bibles to some of these scriptures. We'll not deal with them all, but we'll look at a few. The Word of God says in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 and verse 3, "The Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil." The definite article there in the original could be translated from the evil one, and has the concept of Satan himself who seeks to attack. Oh, how we as parents need to be men and women of prayer, being faithful to a faithful God, because God's Word says He is faithful to keep us from the evil one. Then in Psalm 33 and verse 20, the effective prayers, how we need to pray for the Lord to build a hedge around our families and our children. Psalm 33 and verse 20, God's Word says, "Our soul waiteth for the Lord. He is our help and our shield." Oh, may we pray that the Lord will guide and protect our children, our grandchildren, your children, my children, by the shield and the encirclement of the power of the Lord. That's a good prayer for Monday, isn't it? Amen? How about on Tuesday? Well, we can pray that our children would use godly wisdom. Wisdom is the application of knowledge. Sometimes we can know the Word of God, but are our children using and applying the Word of God? Where is wisdom needed? Well, if you look at Proverbs chapter 1, we see how peer pressure leads so many astray. Our children need to use godly wisdom in the selection of friends and peers that will have a positive influence in their lives. You can go to a Christian school and fall into the wrong crowd. We don't need to have chameleons. We need to have children be the right influence. We need to ask God to give each one of our children a discernment of people that comes through the Spirit of God. They need to know the difference between right and wrong. Here the Word of God says in Proverbs 1 and verse 10, "My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not." That's how we need to respond in a positive way. Incidentally, do you know your children's friends? It is amazing to me. Not only as I worked in law enforcement and had great contact with juveniles, but it's amazing even as you read the newspaper today how parents know nothing about what their children are doing. And then all of a sudden, they're blindsided by a Columbine. They're blindsided by a meth lab in the back room of their own house. It is amazing how individuals claim ignorance as to what is going on. Know your children's friends and know their friends' parents as well. It's amazing how parents will let their kids go off on sleepovers and not know anything about the parents. Listen, I've got to get through this, but don't get me started, because I could camp out the whole night just on this one point. And how parents are not thinking, they're not taking consideration that Satan is a deceiver and his methods are to use subtle means of eroding of our children's values. Pray that your children will use godly wisdom. And you know, we as parents need to exemplify that ourselves. We as grandparents, when we have our grandkids over at the house, we need to utilize those principles of Deuteronomy chapter 6 and teach them as they're at the table and as they're at bedtime and at the morning time as we have opportunities. Wednesday, pray that your children would stay pure. Pray that your children would stay pure in their thoughts and their deeds. Psalm 24, the Word of God tells us, who, verse 3, who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Who shall stand in His holy place? He who has clean hands, a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. There is movements today that even among kids in Christian schools, you got to be cool. You got to know all about the movies, the latest movies, and the latest on YouTube, and the latest on the videos, and you got to know all of these things. Listen, it's better to be ignorant as to those things that are of this world. And the book of Ephesians chapter 5 definitively warns us about those things. The Word of God tells us, have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. That word reprove literally means expose it for what it is, you see. And we need to understand that and not have any part of it. Thursday, pray that your children will be caught if they are wandering into cheating and lies and mischief. It's amazing as I've seen young people get involved in the use of the cell phone and in children that have been caught. Forgive me for saying this from the pulpit, but it's happening, that the sexting and all of the trash and literally the sending of lewd pictures, and the parents are totally ignorant of what's going on. And they've let little bumbling children walk around with cell phones with no responsibility at all or accountability. We need to pray that those things will be exposed so that parents can deal with them before hearts and lives are ruined and calloused to sin. And these things that are going on, it's amazing how parents are granting children such liberties with things that are going to destroy them. Hebrews 13 and verse 18 speaks about the need of a good conscience. And if our children are going to have a good conscience, they need to keep short accounts with God and pray that they will be caught if they wander into those sins or mischiefs. In Acts 24 and verse 16, the Word of God says that Paul exercised himself to have a good conscience towards God and man. Friday, how about this one? Here's a good prayer for parents on Friday. Pray that our children will be alert, and thinking. Yes, that's right, alert and thinking. It seems like children in many, many Christian circles are not being taught to think. They're taught to just obey, but never think. Well, someday they're going to have their own authentic convictions if they're going to stand. And there's nothing better than the joy of personal discovery through an encounter with God's Word, establishing their own convictions. If your children are just living out your own convictions because you're bigger and tougher and you spank harder, that's going to last just so long, you know. Are we driving them to the joy of a Spirit-led life? Pray that our children will be alert and thinking clearly as they attend school and extracurricular activities, as they take exams. Ask God to help them to be motivated to do the best that they possibly can. Oh, the blight of mediocrity is so prevalent today in Christian schools and in the education, doing just enough to get by. And those are life patterns that will develop and continue on throughout life. Colossians 3:17, God's Word says it. Whatsoever you do in word or in deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. God's Word also tells us in 1 Corinthians 10 and verse 31, whether you eat or drink or whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God. Now, this is going to break your heart now on Saturday, but this is a good prayer on Saturday. Pray for the spouse, the future spouse of your child. Pastor John, how can I do that? Let's not push up the calendar that fast. The world is already doing that. I want to keep my little baby my baby. Well, I'll tell you what, you be praying. You be praying already, not only for the future spouse, but you be praying for your own child. Because realize the fact that if they're walking with God, they're praying for your child as well on the other side. Pray for the spouse each child will marry someday. Oh, you don't have to necessarily broadcast that you're doing that to everyone that you speak to, but you ought to be doing that. Ask that those individuals will come from godly homes. I tell my students in my class that whenever a couple marry, each one of them brings a little toolbox to their marriage. And when things break in the marriage, what they bring to repair those problems is the toolbox that they received from their parents, things that they saw. Their own homes are their frame of reference. And if a young man comes from a home where there was never any communication, never any desire to solve things, just sweep them under the carpet and run away, that's his toolbox. And he's going to find that it doesn't repair a whole lot, you see. And this is why we need to pray for godly homes for our children, godly future spouses for our children, and we need to pray that our own home will provide the kind of toolbox that that young man, that young lady are going to need someday to function and in a vital, living, functional Christian home and as good citizens. And oh, how important it is. Deuteronomy 5 and verse 29 is a scripture that we might be able to share in the setting of this principle. Oh, that there was such a heart in them that they would fear me and keep all my commandments always. Notice that it might be well with them and with their children forever. There's God's word. There's God's desire. He wants it to go well with your children. But you've got to give them the toolbox. You need to instruct them and lead them by example and by God's word. This is where the local church comes in. And families, by example, demonstrating these things so that children see them. Sunday, ask God to help your children live their lives for Him. And that He'll use them. Number one, as a testimony. And then number two, as a witness for His glory. Pray that they'll grow to full spiritual maturity. Look at Psalm 103, a good scripture for us to claim as we're looking on this final point. Psalm 103, verse 17. God's Word says, "The mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting." I want that mercy to continue and to go on. It says, "Upon them that fear Him." Do you fear the Lord? His righteousness, His promises, all that entails His character. It's unto our children's children, to such as keep His covenant, and to those that remember His commandments to do them. Oh, may God use our children as a testimony and a witness. We need to be burdened. Tonight we need to pray for our families. We need to pray for our children, our grandchildren, our Sunday school children. Do not leave your children unprotected, vulnerable to Satan's attack. Samuel's words to Israel in 1 Samuel chapter 12 and verse 23, we have the great admonition, "God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you, but I will teach you the good and the right way." The greatest shield of protection we as parents can provide is prayer. That's why we need to uphold one another in prayer. Don't quit praying. And by the way, it's hard to stumble when you're on your knees. Amen? Let's pray. Father, we thank You for Your Word. And Lord, these principles that we've just taken a few of these scriptures to apply, Lord, to our praying for our children, our grandchildren, Lord, those under our influence throughout the week. May we be strong men and women of prayer. Lord, if we see our great ministry of prayer, we'll realize that we'll never retire from the work of the Lord. May we be faithful, laboring in prayer. And Lord, that's exactly what it needs to be. It's hard to be faithful in praying. It involves labor, spiritual warfare. The old devil's going to do everything he can to keep us too busy, too preoccupied to be men and women of prayer. Lord, I thank You for these that have assembled themselves, believing in the need and in the power of prayer. Bless us, Lord, as we remember one another in prayer, in Jesus' name. Amen.